Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. We're glad that you're still tuning in to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We're brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. And we've been talking to Dr. McClure, Scott McClure, and we're talking about methamphetamine, how there the different types of treatment for families that have been affected because of the methamphetamine use of their loved ones. So welcome back, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? So we started talking about in the last before the break a little bit about treatment and how, you know, it affects the family. So, and how, you know, there's some perception of some people that treatment for alcohol and drugs does not work. And I think that is also, I really think that even our politicians don't believe that, I don't know, that's what I perceive, that they don't believe in alcohol and drug treatment. They don't believe in treatment from substance abuse, because if they did, there would be more funding.
Yeah.
I mean.
I understand. It's like there could be some secondary motivations behind that too on that.
Let's not go on the drug wars. Let's not talk about the drug wars. But, you know, there is treatment, and there's effective treatment, and there's evidence-based treatment that actually it does work.
Absolutely, Maria. And I think it's really important, too, to clarify that there is treatment that doesn't work. And that's a unfortunate situation, and it's not anybody's fault, technically.
We're not doing that here at Imperial County, okay?
Absolutely
let me just say
not.
That. No,
but there is stuff that you can identify that you know really works. I mean, there's stuff that science backs that they can prove time and time again with different people researching it, get the same results. I mean, that's the standard for, you know, science evidence-based. It's something that is a really well-done study that's been through a lot of scrutiny, peer review, and that science has said, yes, we conclude that this is evidence-based because, one, they did their study right. Their peers have critiqued it and tried to find the fault, and they couldn't. People have replicated it and said that we get the same results time and time again. Those are some of the real basic stages something has to go into to be considered that word evidence-based versus business as usual or best practices, which are kind of, you know, more of the experimentation phases of treatment, learning what works. And so what you guys are doing out there, I did a little homework. You guys are doing what works out there. I mean, one of the primary ingredients for effective treatment is a cognitive behavioral program, and that's across all addiction treatment, drugs, alcohol, and other behavioral problems. So that's one of the starts right there of what works is if someone's looking for a treatment design or even a person to work with, you might want to ask what's the approach, and you want to hear those words, cognitive behavior.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.